Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. I am your host and this is your show. You react to this weekend's Premiership and CAF Champions League fixtures. Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates both lost in their continental encounters. Closer to home, Bidvest closed the gap to only 2 points in the Absa Premiership from Mamelodi Sundowns, who are the log leaders as it stands. Pirates fans are not happy about the results because they've now crashed out of the Champions League. So we'll play them and we'll also play Chiefs fans not happy about their result against SuperSport. So enjoy the show. Orlando Pirates lost 2-1 away from home to Horoya in Guinea. They are now out of the Champions League. Here's what their fans had to say.
Yeah, I think that draw against AFC Platinum, it wasn't enough for them because in CAF Champions League, you have to win all games. And if you don't collect the maximum point at home, it means you won't go far at this competition. So I think today's games, it was a little bit difficult, but I think that they have tried their best, but it is difficult to play away from home, you know. So I think Pirates, they have to blame themselves.
I think Pirates paid the price for fielding wins and delays.
For me, that game was marvelous to watch, especially from a tactical point of view, because I think Horoya really, really, really played well, and their defensive block, their defensive shape, they sometimes defended in a 4-2-4 formation. They always had two defensive midfielders screening that midfield, and Pirates couldn't deal with it. So that's why I think Pirates lost the game. They couldn't win first ball and second ball, especially long crosses. So I think from tactical point of view, the Horoya coach got it spot on, because most of the time, if you look at how Pirates win the games, they always dominate the second ball. That's why even Coach Kevin Hunt once said, you defend and defend and defend, the long ball will come. So that's where the Pirates game is. Long ball, win the second ball and play it from there. So I think Horoya really analyzed Orlando Pirates.
Not mean what I've noticed about the Mapagapaga, they are using the same lineup in now and then, so it's easy to plan for them. So if you watch some videos, seven the speed some wings. So if you have vanilla wings, you vanilla meat, you Pirates feel fear now. So it's easy just to plan for Orlando Pirates because the 7 Sabanda one. So I game changer, boy.
I was injured. Batlare botsa pila ba fihla ta batlare ke ra rentse ro gona go R Tambo re ba emetse gore batle ba te explain.
Whatever small hopes that Kaizer Chiefs fans had about winning the league, the outside chances thereof, well, they would have evaporated because they drew 1-1 against the SuperSport United. They are obviously unhappy about that.
Chiefs is just a weak team. It moved from 7-6, from 6-7. I think if Bloemfontein and Celtic can win two more games, Chiefs is going to struggle to be inside the top 8.
I would like to say Chiefs played well, but our coach need to make quality substitutions by putting young and fresh players like Zuma and Mahlasela. Yeah, I would like to say we still need Joseph Mlangwane. It boys quality, but he's still an injury and he's recovering now. We still need him.
Agege baba nabantu nje abakhohle bebesazibhekini nje bona basangabambe ilithi basangathathi ilithi nje bona hhayi abakhohle ngithi akhohle into erikhelechief kodwa angeke kulungela hhayi abakhohle nje isicoco selithi abakhohle nje Abona nje manje abantu ababangi league, Sundowns, Pirates, Vets, Cape Town City, the rest nje sebezidlalela phela ukuthi baqede, ngakumele baqede. Bona nje hayi abakhohlwa kwamanje, Kaizer Chiefs nje neSuperSport ayireleas inhle izinto ekufuna bayilwele bona ukuhlala kwi-top 8. Badlale nje ibhola ngokuzinisela kodwa mhlambe kungalunga kodwa hayi ngeke ngisho ukuthi uJesu ukhona ngeke akwazi ukusiza mase kunje naye uyasiza ozisizayo ngeke njalo ama draw abakhohle baba.
Yeah, coming to the game, Kaizer Chiefs against SuperSport, it was a game of two halves which was marvelous to watch. Kaizer Chiefs, they did everything to overcome, but to watch it was amazing, it was marvelous. It was good technically, both sides, good players. They both got chances, both sides, and they took some of the chances. But nevertheless, it was a good game to watch. And the draw is better than nothing. But the improvement, the standard of football, it was like I was watching a derby. It was good football.
My opinion on the game, I would say Chiefs so far, they are doing very well. The coach is introducing the youngsters to the senior team, of which I believe is very good for Kaizer Chiefs, because this is Pendega Kulu and the Marisa Swaboni, it's the Vajala Babiza, Babafana Bopiliati, yeah, I was calling them Sanje, but I'm not going to for me, okay? Because that's in there that Hammer Billiard from Sundowns, I wouldn't say. And if you're in a focus on my youngsters, every one form one, so when I'm king, because I find out going to be a bill, because I'm a coach, is ever born. So I mean, I'm happy the coach is building for next season, because really, I will title the league as sec. We have one shot, Ebonagala, and it's against Cape Town City, of which. I just say no. I'm happy. Chiefs is going somewhere. They're much better than the first 10-year league. Singono akul manje ngiyabonga kakhulu. Sokala Duma
Radio. And we thank you very much for listening to the Fan Reaction Show. Catch the Dr. Khumalo Show, brought to you by SportPesa, tomorrow on the Sokala Duma website. For now, thank you very much for listening.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.